弟兄姊妹好
，Brothers and sisters, hello。
这些日子，各地教会都礼拜五都在读启示录。
I think we're coming up to the book of Revelation pretty soon.
你们很快就开始了。
I think we're starting in a few weeks.
所以我们主日早晨的信息也讲启示录。
So that's why we're going to talk about the book of Revelation on Sunday morning.
大家来读几处圣经。
Let us read a couple of verses.
启示录一章一到六节。
The book of Revelation, verse one, chapter 1, 1 through 6.
放到了我们一起来读。
Together.The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecies.And keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace. From him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the king of the earth.To him who loves us and relieves us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom. Priest to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
好读十七节十八节
Chapter 1 verse 17-18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man.And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades.
好，第二章一到七节。
Chapter 2, 1 through 7.To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and your perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake.And have not grown weary, for I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first. Or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. Yet this you do not have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans.Which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat the tree of life which is in the paradise of God.
好，启示录是圣经最后的一本书。
The book of Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
整本圣经所有的事就都归结于启示录。
The whole book of the Bible comes in a conclusion at Revelation.
所以启示录是本非常重要的书信。
That's why the book of Revelation is an important book.
启示录这本书并不是人能写的。
The book of Revelation cannot be written by barely man.
神启示给约翰的。
But it is through the prophecies and revelations to John.
约翰就是把神的话记录下来。
So that John then recorded what he has seen.
所以这本书这个启示录特别重要。
So that's why the book of Revelation is so important.
启示录到底讲什么呢
？So what does the Revelation say?
外面写启示录的注解很多。
There are a lot of commentary on the book of Revelation.
很少人能够说出启示录究竟讲什么。
But only a few can truly tell what this book is about.
启示录里头有很多的预言。
The book of Revelation has a lot of prophecy.
但启示录不是一本讲预言的书。
But yet it is not just a book of prophecy.
启示录都讲很多的神迹启示。
The Revelation talk about a lot of signs and miracles.
启示录不是一本讲神迹 奇迹的书,
but it is not just a book of a miracle.
启示录也说到审判,
the book of Revelation also talks about judgment.
启示录不是一本讲审判的书,
but yet, the book of Revelation is not just about the judgment.
启示录究竟讲什么?
So what is this book about?
启示录的信息, 一章第一节就启示录的题目,
Verse 1:1 talk about the topic of this book.
耶稣基督的启示,
it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
和将来必成的事,
and for the things which must soon take place.
启示录就讲到耶稣基督的启示,
the revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
整本启示录,
this whole book.
主耶稣有八次的启示,
there are 8 different revelations of Jesus Christ.
每一次主的启示, 带进一段事情来,
and by each one, it comes with an event.
最后一次启示,
and the last revelation,
带进新耶路撒冷来,
brings in the new Jerusalem.
整个启示录完成了,
and that's the conclusion of the revelation.
整个圣经也完成了,
the conclusion of the Bible.
整个的时代都结束了,
the whole age is now over.
所以启示录叫什么呢?
So what is the book of Revelation?
耶稣基督的启示,
is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
和将来必成的事,
and for the things which must soon take place.
什么是将来必成的事呢?
What are the things that will soon take place?
到了启示录的最后,
at the end of the book of Revelation,
新耶路撒冷出现了,
new Jerusalem appears.
那就是神必定要成功的事,
it is a thing that God will accomplish.
新耶路撒冷城, 使者对约翰说,
the Jew, New Jerusalem, the angel told John, I will show you the bride.
就是羔羊的妻,
the wife of the lamb.
指给你看,
let me show you.
启示录,
so when John looked up, he saw the New Jerusalem.
羔羊的心腹, 基督的心腹,
the bride of Christ.
羔羊的妻,
the wife of the lamb.
指着, 教会最后出现的荣耀的形象,
is the last glorious image of the church.
新耶路撒冷就知道教会有多荣耀,
the new Jerusalem describes the glorious church and its end.
三个名字是这一件事说到教会,
these 3 descriptions all talk about the church.
神是一位有计划的神,
God is a God with plans.
神是一位有生命的神,
God is a God with life.
神是一位有能力的神,
and this is a God of might.
他所有说的话必定成就,
all the things he says will come true.
所以新耶路撒冷一定会出现,
so that's why the new Jerusalem will come.
教会一定会成为基督心腹,
and the church will become the bride of Christ.
基督的心腹说到生命,
the bride of Christ talk about this new life.
羔羊的妻说到道路,
the wife of the lamb is the way.
新耶路撒冷说到教会荣耀掌权,
and the new Jerusalem is the sovereignty of the church at the end.
三个合起来就教会要达到的荣耀的光景,
putting all these 3 things together describe the glorious church.
神不是因为能打败的神,
our God cannot be defeated.
神是因为说话一定成就的神,
whatever the Lord says, it will come true.
我们看看教会的情形,
let us look at the church of today. It does not look so glorious yet.
2000年过来了,
but in these 2,000 years,
制作教会成为心腹,
the Lord has made his church, making his church to be this bride.
神的工作一定完成,
and the Lord's work will be completed.
所以这是将来必成的事,
so these are things that will come true soon.
所以启示录讲什么?
So what is the book of Revelation? Let us understand it once and for all.
启示录讲两件事,
the revelation talk about 2 things only.
耶稣基督的启示,
the revelation of Jesus Christ,
和将来必成的事,
and for the things which will soon take place.
两件事就是一件,
2 things come together as one.
好像我们中国人吃饭用筷子一样的,
just like Chinese, we use a pair of chopsticks.
一头细的一头粗的, 对不对?
One side is thinner than the other.
粗的一头细的一头发展出来的,
the thinner comes from the thicker side.
回到原初的基督,
It comes back to the origin, who is Christ.
基督发展的最后就是教会,
and when Christ extends out at the end,
教会是基督的身体,
The church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者的丰满。
It has now the fullness of all from the origin.
所以基督的教会就是一件事。
So that's why the church of the Lord is about one thing.
耶稣基督的启示。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
将来必成的事。
The things which must soon take place.
一开始是要说到教会的属灵实际。
In the beginning, the Lord wants to describe the reality, the spiritual reality of the church.
什么是教会属灵的实际呢?
What is a spiritual reality?
神就是教会属灵的实际。
God is the spiritual reality.
我们信的为神不是天上的神。
The Lord, the God that we worship, is not just a God of heaven.
是为主观的神。
It is a subjective Lord.
是为的经历的神。
It's the Lord that we can experience today.
是在我们里面的神。
It's the Lord that is already dwelling in us.
是为主工的神。
It's the Lord that is working on us.
他一定要主工到完成。
He will complete His work until the end.
所以第一章一开始。
So that's why the beginning of chapter
1. 接着三二一的神。
It talks about this triumph God.
父子圣灵。
Father, Son, and Spirit.
就是教会的实际。
It is the reality of our belief.
他说的父子圣灵。
It talks about the Father, Son, and Spirit.
圣经里面是非常重要的圣经，说的父子圣灵。
There is an important verse that talks about the Father, Son, and Spirit.
他神是如何的一位神。
Who is this God?
现在。 今在以后永在的神,
this God is who is, who was, and who is to come.
从前他怎样与我们同在,
how he was with us before.
今天他与教会同在,
that's exactly how he is with us today.
直到永远与我们同在,
in the future, that's how he is with us.
有神的同在,
with God's presence.
教会一无惧怕,
then the church has nothing to be afraid of.
经过2000年最可怕的环境,
in these 2,000 years, how much hard time we
endure.
And the church is this glorious example.
经历到21世纪了,
today we are living in the 21st
century.
In this world, 80% of all the churches are being persecuted. Only the North American, we are not persecuted.
西欧没有逼迫,
maybe the Western Europe.
其他地方都有逼迫,
but at the rest of the places, they are being persecuted.
2100年了,
it's now been 2,000 some years.
撕裂的火烈教会,
the church has always been burned with fire.
要把教会锻炼成为最荣耀的教会,
so that the church can now be mined into a glorious peace.
神与教会同在,
the Lord has always been with the church.
教会经过2000年到今天,
so now through 2,000 years of trials, the church
lasts.
The church never was afraid.
从来不怕仇敌。
The church was never afraid of the enemy.
这不是说教会有什么力量。
It's not saying that the church is strong by itself.
我们信的神,
the God that we believe in is always with us.
现在, 今在以后永在,
he was, he is, and he is to come.
这句话也可以另外一个翻译,
you could also translate it a different way.
翻译西事, 今世, 以后永世,
he was, he is, and he is to come.
这是神的名字,
that's the name of the Lord.
从前他怎么样是教会的生命和能力,
before, how he was the life and strength of the church.
今天照样是我们的生命能力。
Today, he is our life and our church.
将来永远是我们的生命能力。
And in the future, he is still our life and our strength.
神是生命，神是能力。
God is our strength and might.
神也是我们的一切。
God is also our everything.
我们所有都从神来。
All we have comes from him.
所以神向摩西显现他的名字，我就是。
So that's why when God revealed himself to Moses, he said, my name is I am. And so at the book of Revelation, he proclaims again.
今世以后永世的神,
and he described himself as, I am the God who is, who was, and who is to come.
先介绍父神的实际,
to proclaim the reality of himself.
我们一直都记得了好不好?
So let us remember this.
现在,今在,以后永在,
he who was, who is, and who is to come.
健康的时候他在这里,
in the beginning, he was here.
软弱的时候他在这里,
when we were weak, he is here.
有疾病的时候他在这里,
when we're sick, he is there.
死亡不能胜过我们,
even death cannot overcome us now.
前两天我们有最年长的一个同工被主弃去了,
a few days ago, there was an elderly, he was taken by the Lord. We find out about it. He was 93 years old. He passed by a heart attack.
最后他给我讲几句话,
and at the end, she spoke this to me.
她的女儿说,
his daughter, the daughter said, my mom wants to say a few things. And so I said, let me listen to it. I couldn't hear her voice. She was without strength to talk.
她就说,
and then the daughter said, my mom is praying for you. And I said, sure. And when she prayed, I could now hear her voice. But I heard her, she was only a few words. And then I couldn't really understand what she said. I don't understand what she was saying. Oh, the Bethany. Is the home of the Lord. At the end, all the older sister could think about is the home of Jesus Christ, Bethany. So then now I understand Bethany. What she was saying. The glory belongs to God's name. And I said, sister, pray no more. Don't waste your strength. Let us just pray in our heart. Yes, the glory to the Lord. Yes, that's amen. Praise to the Lord. The end of our life, we praise the Lord's name. To overcome death. To bypass death. Because in front of us now is only glory. And with God, we have His presence. He was, He is, and He is to come. There's nothing that could now overtake us.
今世,
He was, He is, and He is to come. The church was never in poverty. Because God is our all.
审视生命,
God is our life and our strength.
教会靠着这个生命能力经过两千年,
with this life and strength, we have now lasted 2,000 some years.
经过最可怕的逼迫,
we have gone through the worst persecution.
经过最可怕的环境,
we have gone through the worst situation.
教会从来不缺乏,
and the church was never in lack.
神是我们最大的供应,
because God is our supplier.
然后他讲到神的儿子了,
and then he talks about the Son of God. There are three descriptions of Jesus.
诚实做见证,
the faithful witness.
从死里首先复活,
the firstborn of the dead.
为世上君王元首,
the ruler of the kings of the earth.
讲得真好,
what a great description.
这是圣灵最薄,
this is what the Holy Spirit has spoken to John. So here, through the Spirit's words, let us know Jesus.
同一件事,
the first description,
诚实做见证,
the faithful witness.
主耶稣一生制作一个见证,
Jesus Christ used his whole life to give one testimony,
见证神,
to be a witness of God. John chapter 1, Jesus said this, that no one has seen God before. The Jews, they know of God. They believe in this God. But who is this God they believe in? The Jews never didn't understand. They knew that this God is mighty. But how mighty is this God? They had not a clue. They knew that this is a glorious God. But how glorious is this God? These Jews had no idea. Until Jesus came. His words became flesh. To manifest God in flesh. To manifest this strength through Jesus. Yes, these Jews, they did not recognize. Because Jesus is different from what they thought he was. Jesus shows his might in two separate ways. The first way the Jews couldn't see. He manifests he is the creator of all. With all the strength and might. To divide five breads and two loaves of bread for 5,000. And in the stormy weather,
狂风暴浪,
in the stormy weather with wind and storm,
创造的是,
he is the creator of all.
对风发命令, 对海发命令,
so he rebuked the sea and the wind.
风要听命, 浪要听命,
even the wind and the storm calm.
相信他是创造一切的神,
because he is the God of all.
要死人复活,
then he call on the dead to be resurrected.
犹太人不大看见这个,
yes, the Jews, they did not
see it.
And on the other side, Jesus manifests his power. This power, his power to his church. So that the one who are in sorrow are now comforted. The one that are in pain now are in joy. The one that are weak are now strong. So the sinners are now saved. The strong now weep. How powerful is Christ? And I think this second wave is so much stronger than the first
wave.
So Jesus Christ manifests his strength both ways. But yet the Jews didn't
recognize.
So let the Lord open our
eyes. So that we
can see all the power of God is manifested through
Christ.
Christ is the witness of God. Because no one has seen God. And only the beloved Son can manifest God. So Christ manifests God fully. Manifests His glory. And all of a sudden, now our eyes are open. We can now see the glory of Christ. And this glory now filled us. What is the glory of God? It's hard to describe. So I never talk about what glory is. I don't know how to describe it. How do you describe glory? But as children of God, we are filled with this glory. When the Spirit indwells
in us,
He brings in God's glory. And now our soul is filled with glory. So let us understand what it is. Hard to describe. But once you have experienced it, you will know what I'm saying. Christ is the righteous, the holiness of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. And all of God's life and His strength is manifest through Christ. So that's why Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. He is the true witness. Not without Christ, no one can see God. And aside from Christ, there is no God. Christ is God. The only God. The true God. And after John finished his letter, and his last words, this is the one true God. The eternal life. Outside we call him God. But when God comes into us, it becomes eternal life. So today God gave us life. That's Jesus. The first description of Jesus Christ. The faithful witness. The second description. The firstborn of the dead. Our Lord is the resurrected Lord. And His biggest power is He has been resurrected. Only our Lord has been resurrected. There is a lot of other religions in this world. But yet in any of the religions, they don't have anyone who has been resurrected. Only Christians, we believe in a resurrected Lord. We believe in this resurrected Lord. We worship as resurrected Lord. The resurrection is His greatest power. The greatest power of our enemy is death. And death swallows everything. Doesn't matter how smart you are, you die. You could be the most powerful man, you die. Because at the end of every man's life is death. And no one can escape this vanity. I don't care how much power, how much strength you have. When death comes, nothing's left. That's why death is the greatest power of the enemy. But Jesus came. He swallowed death. In the book of Philippians, now death is devour. To devour, like now it's been eaten. Once you've eaten it, it's now gone. Death is now being devoured until eternity. I tell you, Jesus does not end on the cross. But man, we see Jesus died on the cross. And man cannot see resurrection. But the church has seen it. The saints, the apostles have seen it. And the time when Jesus was resurrected, he only has 120 followers. But now, how many Christians are there? The whole world is filled with Christians. In all countries, there are Christians. Christians filled now the world. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. 70 years after Christ was resurrected, the gospel is now in Asia, Europe, and Africa. It is not what man can do, but it is the Holy Spirit that is now the witness of Christ. When I first believed in Christ, there were maybe a million Christians. And in 60 years, now there is more than 100 million Christians in China. It is not the power of the minister, but it is the Holy Spirit that manifests itself. That Christ is the Lord. Has now devoured death until eternity.
So,
he is the firstborn of the dead. Then he talked about the resurrection of Christ. The Son of God resurrecting is no meaning to us. But yet, the resurrection of Christ now brings forth the church. He, as a man, he died. But then he now is resurrected as also a man. So that's why he is the firstborn of the dead. The door of Hades cannot contain Christ. In Psalm 118, it describes the Lord has now opened up a righteous door. Once this door is open, no one now can
open.
All the children of God can now walk through this door. Death can no longer constrain us. Christ is the firstborn of the dead. And now all his believers, we will now resurrect with him. In the third description, he is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Our Jesus is the true ruler. He was born a king. He is the king of the church. He is the ruler of all men. He is the ruler of all things. He was born the king. He was born in a manger. And he's already started his power. The shepherds that are around the place, all of a sudden they're surrounded by glory. These are the first group of people that have seen Christ. Their eyes were opened.
看见神的使者歌唱。
They now see the angels of God sing.
歌唱主耶稣降生啊。
Praising the birth of Christ.
整个满天歌颂啊。
And now they see all the praises in the sky.
天使们说耶稣降生了。
And the angels proclaim to you that Christ is born.
主在至高之处就是神的荣耀。
The Lord from the highest place, the glory of God.
神住在地上就是人的平安。
Has come to this earth to be peace for man.
把平安赐给一切他所喜悦的人。
And to bring peace for all the ones he is pleased.
耶稣基督降生了。
So that's when Christ was born.
他是君王。
He was born the king.
新来的君王。
Born the king.
今天地上的君王总统。
And today there are other kings and presidents.
能和主比吗？
How can they compare to our Lord?
地上再伟大的总统，再伟大的君王。
How great this king was or the president is.
管人的外面的。
They could only rule a person from outside.
他没办法管里面的。
They cannot control what's inside of us.
这些独裁者。
Even the dictators.
逼迫基督徒。
They can persecute Christians all they want.
外面攻击你，里面骂你，你不知道的。
I could say good things to you, but inside of me, I'm cursing.
这算什么君王啊？
How can a true ruler?
耶稣基督君王。
But Christ is the true king.
在里面说君王。
He is the king from the inside.
他管理我们的生命。
He controls our life.
是不是啊？
Is that true for you?
这才是真君王。
That's how a true ruler should be.
全世界各方各民各国各族。
That doesn't matter what nations, what race, what people you are.
主耶稣都是君王。
Christ is the king for you.
在地上为君王。
He is the king of this world.
为元首。
The first leader.
他是我们教会的头。
He is the head of the church.
我们都从这个元首生出来的。
So、we are all born from this head.
生到今天，生到全世界都是这么多的基督徒了。
And until today, there are countless Christians around the world.
三个点形容主耶稣。
So three descriptions for Christ.
诚实做见证的
faithful witness.
死里首先复活。
The firstborn of the dead.
在世上为君王为元首。
The ruler of the kings of the earth.
还记得三点了没有？
So remember these three descriptions.
然后说到圣灵了。
Then it talk about the Holy Spirit.
宝座前的七灵。
There are seven spirits before the throne.
七不是七数字的意思。
Seven is not the quantity.
七是的丰满的意义。
Seven means fullness.
圣灵，这位丰满的圣灵。
This is a overflowing spirit.
主把他的一切都放在圣灵里面。
God has put all his fullness in this spirit.
圣灵奉差遣到普天下去。
And this spirit is now sent forth to all the world.
把主重生在我们里面。
To bring forth God.
把主的一切都成为真实的。
To bring forth the fullness of God.
所以一开始圣经讲到三而一的神。
So in the beginning, you talk about the God three in one God.
这是教会的实际。
This is the reality of the church.
这是昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
God is the one who was, who is, and who is to come.
也是昔是、今是、有永世的神。
Who was, who is, and who is to come.
耶稣基督的诚实做见证。
Jesus Christ is the faithful witness.
在世上为君王为元首。
The ruler of the kings of the earth.
我就从死里首先复活的。
And the firstborn of the dead.
然后在地上为君王为元首。
The ruler of kings of the earth.
圣灵，这位丰满的圣灵。
And the spirit is this overflowing spirit.
然后约翰想到这位复活的主。
And then John talked about this resurrection.
所以他说。阴间死亡的钥匙。
He holds the keys of death and of Hades.
钥匙是圣经说的权柄。
Keys talks about power.
钥匙是开门关门的地方，对不对？
Because the keys controls the locking of the door.
主耶稣胜过死亡了。
Now Christ has overcome death.
也胜过阴间了。
And overcome Hades.
他手里拿着阴间死亡的钥匙。
And now he holds his key.
他掌握着死亡的阴间。
He now holds the power to overcome death.
只有神的儿女不怕死亡。
So that's why only Christians were not afraid of dying.
我们最后一个见证就到死亡所做的。
Our last testimony, we proclaim it at our death.
没有人不怕死的。
Everyone is afraid of dying.
神的儿女胜过死亡。
But as children of God, we can now overcome death.
所以三而一的神。
So that's why the God three in one God.
在地上，掌握着死亡阴间的权柄。
On this world, he now holds the keys of death and of Hades.
我是昔在、今在的神。
Our Lord is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. That He is also the life, the living one. The living one. Only the Lord is the living one. Then are we also living?
Now,
this is what Jesus said.
叫门徒啊，门徒要去回去葬他的亲人。
One of the followers says, I have to go bury my ancestors. And the Lord says, let the dead bury the dead. You come follow me. So there is a living dead and there is the true dead. A dead person who can still do something. The one who is being buried, of course, is dead. So let the living dead bury the dead. But you come follow me. So only the Lord is the living one. So let us follow this living God. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive. Alive forevermore. And then you talk about the seven churches.
You
talk about the reality of our spirit. Each church talks about a secret of
the
The first church is the church of Ephesus. The church of Ephesus, its meaning is to get loose. That's a really horrible thing for Christians to learn. Our spiritual life now is getting loose.
怎么会放松呢?
How do we get loose? When you get loose,
it's horrible.
Because it gets loose slowly.
人也不大会觉得我现在放松了,
you get loose gradually. You don't even know it.
它是慢慢地放松了,
very gradually, you became loose.
这个新的基督徒啊,不大会放松的,
as a new Christian, they are they're rigid, they're
tight.
But as an older Christian, you start to get loose.
他不知不觉放松的,
gradually, without knowing, you get
loose.
As time goes by, you just get looser and looser.
主的以弗所教会叫做放松,
so the church of Ephesians, they are the people that are now loose.
主的最重要句话,
so the Lord said this,
你把起初的爱离弃了,
that you have now left your first love.
起初的爱可以把它第一爱,
your first love.
怎么叫起初的爱啊?
What is the first love?
当我刚遇见主的时候,
when I first met the Lord,
刚接受主的时候,
when I first accept the Lord,
那个时候最新鲜的,
at that time I was fresh.
那个时候最有力量了,
at the time I was strong.
好像为了主我们什么都可以了,
for the Lord I was willing to give up my all.
年日过来就慢慢放松了,
but as time goes by I get loose.
回到你起初的爱,
get back to your first love.
你信主刚遇见主的时候第一个爱,
the first love when you first met the Lord.
今天没什么新基督徒吧?
So I don't think there are many new Christians among us today.
都是老基督徒,
we have all been here for a while.
这个话,
so I'm speaking this to you.
我们会不会属灵放松啊?
Are you now letting loose?
啊, 属灵放松第一个现象出来的,
the first thing it will show you you're letting loose is that you have lost your first love. You no longer love the Lord like you used to. You no longer follow the Lord like you used to. That you now come up with all these excuses. But what you revealed is not a lie. You are now letting loose. When you are now let loose, you are forgotten God's love. The Lord is not asking
for
love. The only thing the Lord is asking is come back to your first love. How do you come back? How far is the Lord to you? I met this brother. He was in China. Many years ago, he was a man of experience.
他过来就不行了,
and then he said, I can't do it no more.
他对我说啊,
and he said,
我现在情形,
he said, my situation right now,
我在东北, 我在云南,
The Lord is at the far east, I am at the far west. We are at now two extremes.
不是你在主在东北，你在云南。
And I said, if the Lord is truly at the east and you're at the west,
你说得太近了。
Then you are still very close.
我还有人啊。
I said, are we father?
我主在天上，你在地狱啊。
And I said, what it truly is the Lord is in heaven, you're in hell.
东北云南，你说得太靠近了。
Whatever place you're calling is still too close.
但是你这个话不是实在的话。
But I tell you that that's not a word for you to say.
这从你的感觉说的。
You're only saying it out of feeling.
我们感觉上觉得我和主好远啊。
You could feel that you're far away from the Lord.
该注意过这个感觉吧。
I think you have that feeling too. You could say that I feel so far away. That's only a feeling.
主的感觉。
What does the Lord feel? The Lord never departs from His children.
你再好远，主还在你身边。
Doesn't matter how far you think you have run, He is right next to you.
有多少人的经历，真的一下圣灵工作了。
So how many of that experience that all of a sudden you now feel the Spirit?
他有三年四年的时间堕落了。
You may have been fallen for 3, 5, whatever years.
不需要花三年四年走回去啊，不需要。
It will not take you 3 or 5 years to come back to the Lord.
一回头就看见主在这里了。
Whenever you turn, the Lord is right there.
你离开主，从来没有离开你啊。
You want to depart from the Lord has never left.
主永远在这里。
The Lord is right next to you.
只要我们的心怎么一转向，主就在这里了。Whenever
we turn, the Lord is right there.
我的话是不是真的呀？
I think I'm speaking the truth, right?
回到起初的爱。Come
back to your first love.
只要一回头向着主。So
when you turn, the Lord is there.
起初的在里面了。The
first love is now back.
主和从前一样的感觉。So
let us love Him like the beginning.
我变了，主没有变的。
Maybe I have changed, but the Lord has never changed.
永远不变的。
The Lord will never change.
主也永远不离弃我们。
The Lord will never forsake us.
无论我跑多远，主都在你身边。
How far away I've run, the Lord is right there.
以弗所教会。The
Church of Ephesus.
神主的话叫做回头。
So the Lord says, repent.
回到起初的爱。
Repent and come back to your first love. If you don't come back,
我要把灯台挪走,
then I'll take away your lampstand.
这是实在的事。
Then that's also true.
讲这话2000年了。
He's been speaking this to us for 2,000 years.
2000年当中以弗所没有教会。
So in this 2,000 years, there's still no church in Ephesus.
他们没有回头，把灯台挪走了。
These people have never repented, so they lost the lampstand.
主的话就是耶稣了啊。
So that's the Lord's work is serious. But yet the Lord has His grace. So the Church of Ephesus describes our spiritual looseness. That's something that we all face. When we are loose, we lost our first love. So the Lord asks us to turn and come back to the first love.
在我刚信主的时候,
remember when you first met the Lord.
刚迎接主的时候,
remember when you first met the Lord.
那时候多新鲜,
how fresh were you?
那时候爱多好啊,
at that time, how solid is your love?
跟随主都有力量啊,
how much we want to follow.
跟随主的心都单纯啊,
how pure we want to just follow. Doesn't matter what we encounter. But now we have lost it. We first getting loose, now we lost it. So today we only talk about the first church. Our Lord is who was, who is, and He is to come. Our Lord is the faithful witness. The firstborn of the dead. The ruler of us all. The Lord will never forsake us. This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of fullness. And He is everywhere. Whenever there's air, there's Spirit. The Spirit is always around us. So the Lord just asks us to turn that way. When we turn, He is there. The Lord will never change. And He will never forsake any of us. Doesn't matter where we think we have run away. The Lord is in our heart. To ask us to repent. The word repent. The original meaning is just to turn. Whenever you turn, the resurrected Lord is right there. So let us sing the song again.
我非常喜欢这首诗歌。
It's my favorite song.